Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to, criticalhealthnews.com. They're working on apps now. That'll be cool once they get them. criticalhealthnews.com. Call 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We'll be back and talk more with Doc Wallach about your health, take your calls, read some more emails, and just chat with him on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast with Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, and that toll-free number to call for help and assistance, 1-855-949-7234. That's 1-855-949-RADIO. Same number to get to there. There are people there standing by, and I'm sure sitting, to give you some great information and things that can help you get going and make your day a little healthier if you can. And the website, by the way, take some time going to that. Go to that often because there's all kinds of special health tips there at criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. Doc's been doing this with us for a couple of years now, helping out thousands of people, thousands. I mean, I can't tell you how many emails I have here right now stacked up, ready to go for him. And, of course, your calls for the rest of this hour as we try to help you a little bit in just some things. You know, one thing, too, is I'm getting a lot of medical doctors who are beginning to practice alternative medicine as well with their normal practice. And that's pretty dramatic. And you know what? You can't ask for more from a doctor other than that, to be able to quickly and efficiently get what you need medically, because I'm a booster in medicine. I think the medical field does some marvelous things. But if you add in natural things, you're going to be in absolutely great shape. And again, the website, criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. And before we get started, I want to thank all of you for the incredible amount of birthday wishes. Thank you for the birthday wishes. I mean, I really appreciate it. And for the many Hall of Fame votes that keep coming in off the coasttocoastam.com website, thank you for that too. Doc Wallach with us as we talk about your health, and we'll go to the calls. Doc, the emails just keep coming in. Do you get a lot on your own as well for people who need help?
Literally thousands a week. They just come in from all over the world, actually. I've had them from 50 countries. And
I've got one from Kuwait.
Go ahead.
I got one from Kuwait that just came in for you.
Wow.
I mean, let me see if I can go through it here. It says, yep, here it is. Here, George, I'm listening from Kuwait right now. I've got a question for the doc. 54-58-155. It's a guy. I'm a medically retired vet while serving in Iraq. I was blown up and injured by lower back to where the disc was blown out between the L5 and the S1. Now I've got constant pain, which I've gotten used to. I quit taking everything that the VA had me on because it wasn't working. Now I also get hit by a car during my time in Iraq to have surgery for that. But now my knees are starting to hurt as well. I smoke about a pack a day. I don't drink. I eat healthy. What else can I do to ease up on the pains that I'm having and to help keep my heart healthy? Geez, Doc, what do we do here?
George, our friend from Kuwait needs to get rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens, get rid of the inflammation. And then at 158 pounds and with all these injuries, I would have him take two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. And again, I'd have him take that MSM, 9 of those tablets a day, 3 at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That'll be 2 bottles a month of the MSM. I'd have him take the glucogel capsules, 15 a day, 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner. That's 2 large bottles a month. And they're designed to support and promote maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, very important in this case. Vitamin D3, 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And here's going to be the secret sauce for this guy. He needs what we call Immortalium. I'd have him take 3 of those tablets twice a day. That'll be 2 bottles a month. And Immortalium stimulate the stem cells in every tissue, including the disc. If there's only one cell left of his disc in there, it'll stimulate.
By the way, I take that. I love that. I think it's fantastic. When I realized through you that it helped rebuild stem cells and, you know, made your cells rejuvenate, I said, this is it. This is almost like a wonder pill.
Yeah, and of course, if you go get a stem cell surgery from doctors, it's $40,000.
Yes, it really is. It really isn't it amazing? Aren't stem cells fantastic?
Well, they're wonderful things, and of course, that's epigenetics. Every tissue in the body, George, has these stem cells, and they use your genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres to rebuild everything. Everything goes away naturally, whether it's from not even including trauma. Everything has a lifespan, 30 days, 90 days. Red blood cells live 120 days. And then when they're gone, you have to make new ones. And so you have to have stem cells there to remake the new ones. So that's why we came up with Immortellium to facilitate that.
We go to Grants Pass in Oregon. John's with us west of the Rockies. Hey, John, go ahead.
Thank you, George, and thank you for what you're doing. And again, Dr. Wallach, thank you for coming by every month to impart such incredible wisdom for everybody. I'm calling about my daughter, who is 37. She has degenerative disc disease and some arthritis in the L5 SI joint. And she has five beautiful children and has had four C-sections and thinks that could be one of the things that's exacerbating this. We don't know. But just was wondering if there's any nutritional relief that she could expect.
Absolutely.
Would be available.
Absolutely, of course. Mm-hmm. Basically, again, this is a very standard thing, musculoskeletal stuff. Everything goes away, and so she needs to have, 178 pounds?
170, and she's 5'10".
Yeah. Okay, so she needs to get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, get her on two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I'd get her the vitamin D3, three of those capsules twice a day. The glucogel capsules, 15 a day, five at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're designed to support and promote maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone, makes your bone itself. And then again, the MSM, I'd have her take, because she has these things and it's progressing, so I'd have her take nine of those tablets a day, three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner. That's two bottles a month of the MSM. Once everything kind of gets under control, she could cut it back to three twice a day for maintenance. And then, of course, the stem cell stimulant, okay, the Immortellium, she could take two or three of those tablets twice a day, and it'll stimulate the stem cells in her disc, in her cartilage, and bones, and tendons, and ligaments, and connective tissue to just maintain and repair themselves. The body has the capacity to do that, but it needs the 90 essential nutrients.
Doc, I'm told that the people who answer the phones listen to the show and take notes when you talk so they know what they're talking about when people call.
Oh, absolutely. And most of these people have been with us for a long time. Some of them have been with me for 30 years, George.
Wow.
And they know this, and their knowledge and experience far exceeds that of a medical doctor. And, if I ever had anything wrong with me, I would go to my people rather than a doctor.
Which, even though they can't practice medicine. But,
no, they can't practice medicine. See, nobody, the patient or the client cannot pay them, because that's practicing medicine without a license.
You can't do that.
I pay them.
1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234, or criticalhealthnews.com. That is the website to go to. Crush it if you can. I love doing that because Jonty, the webmaster, thinks his website can stay and fight off everything. So one day we're going to shut that thing down at least for a while. Ray is truck driving in Utah. Raymond, go ahead.
Hey there, George. Great show in Vegas. It was an honor to meet you and Tom.
Thank you. It was great seeing you too, my friend.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I was one of those people that thank you for Doc Wallach being on the show.
Yep. Okay.
So hey, Doc, I had a question about depression and OCD specifically. What causes it and is
okay.
it genetic? And how can I treat it?
Yeah, sure. Is this yourself or somebody else?
It's me, yes.
Okay. And what do you weigh, sir?
About 240 and 30 years old.
Okay. Yeah, these are caused by...
And he's a great guy, Doc. He's a great guy.
We're going to take good care of him. Well, here's a case where, again, I would get that book, Rare Earths Have Been Cures, and Chapter 11, learn how to collect that hair analysis, the hair... how to package it, where to ship it, and then when the results come in, it's pretty easy to read the results. And again, you can go to the book, Rare Earths Have Been Cures, Chapter 11, tells you how to read the hair analysis results. But you can call me on George's show, right? And we'll go over it with you. But basically, OCD, obsessive compulsive disease, and depression, manic depression, bipolar disease, PTSD, all of those sorts of things are caused by nutritional deficiency, primarily minerals. And it's your body weight to go ahead with, again, none of the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, and no sugar in this case, no alcohol in this case, until you get healed here, which is very quick on this one. I would go with two healthy brain and heart packs per month, get an extra bottle of the Sleem, so you can take nine of those a day, three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner. I also get a hold of the, the Synaptive. Get two bottles a month, so you can take two or three of those tablets twice a day so the brain cells learn how to talk to each other well. I would also take the De-Stress Capsules, capital D like David, dash stress, and take three of those twice a day. The Ultimate Niacin Plus, take three of those twice a day. That's three bottles a month, of the Ultimate Niacin Plus. And then I want you to take six eggs twice a day. That's going to give you the raw materials to maintain the infrastructure of the brain, the myelin, the white matter of the brain, which makes up 75% of the brain weight. And so you can have them soft poached with soft yolks. I had four soft poached eggs this morning for breakfast. I had steak and eggs for dinner tonight. And so you can have them soft boiled with soft yolks. You can have them soft scrambled in butter. If you can eat your scrambled eggs with forks, they're too hard. You have to be able to eat them with a spoon, and then they're just right, just when that white just goes opaque and they're still liquid, but they haven't hardened yet for the scrambled eggs. That's perfect. And let's see here. I would throw in the Immortalium, two or three of those tablets twice a day, and it will help you rebuild the brain. The brain has the stem cells in it. It wants to rebuild itself.
Synaptive is pretty good for that, too,
yes,
isn't it?
Synaptive, yep. Yep, Synaptive, three of those tablets.
See, I'm learning this stuff.
Yeah, and it's actually the raw materials for the brain to make neurotransmitters so that brain cells can talk to each other. Just beautiful stuff.
And again, the number to call, Ray, we're throwing a lot of information your way, 1-855-949-7234, and it was great seeing you in Vegas. Doc, they say that suicides are up in almost every state in the country. Just over the last couple weeks, Anthony Bourdain, the television chef who had his TV cooking show, committed suicide in France. Designer Kate Spade killed herself. What's happening to people? Yeah, I mean, what's...
Okay, yeah. This is all a nutritional deficiency. Okay, and again, this is a case where hair analysis is just beautiful. Everybody, when they have their annual physical, which they should do themselves, not let the doctor do it yourself... Again, the book Let's Play Doctor will teach you how to do your own physical. You can do a $2,000 physical for $4.50. Now, the hair analysis, I don't know, it costs something like $100, so it's the best investment you can make. You can detect the deficiencies that result in sudden heart death in young athletes, 20,000 a year die in America from that. You can pick out people who are going to commit suicide, commit violence, domestic violence, mass murderers, serial killers, those kinds of things. It's a simple nutritional deficiency.
What nutrition is deficient in someone who's going to be a suicide killer?
Okay, well, I normally don't tell people, but because it's you, George, I'm going to tell it, right?
All right.
Okay.
We won't tell anybody
else. Lithium. And Joan of Arc had suicidal behaviors, and she used to go to Lourdes, France, which was the first lithium water. People didn't know there was lithium in it, but they knew... If you had suicidal tendencies, if you were headed to depression, manic depression, bipolar disease, PTSD back then in those days, a couple hundred years ago, you could go to Lourdes, France, and sit in those hot mineral springs and drink that water, and you'd be cured.
It was blessed by God, wasn't it?
Well, it is blessed by God. Now, here's another one. You ever hear of Coca-Cola?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, that's called Coca-Cola because it was originally a over-the-counter cocaine drink.
Right. No, I know that. It was a long... They used to put that in the drink, right?
That's right. It was a cocaine drink. That's specifically for people who had...
Well, cocaine used to be legal.
That's right. It was over-the-counter, did not need a prescription. Then...
Interesting.
The 7-Up originally was called 6.9, which was the atomic weight of lithium, 6.9 upper. And so it was too clumsy for commercial use. When they turn it into a commercial over-the-counter drink, they turn it into 7-Up.
7-Up had lithium in it?
Yes, it was lithium. It was actually an over-the-counter drink for, again, domestic violence, suicidal tendencies, aggressive behavior, depression, manic depression, that kind of stuff.
Is it lithium orotate? Is that it?
Yes, and they took it out. They took it out of the drink. Now, of course, our 90 essential nutrients in our plant minerals, either the capsules or the liquids, and of course the BTT 2.0, the tangy tangerine, all have the lithium in it. It's in there, so you don't have to buy it separately. You buy, you take the program, and it's in there.
It's in there.
We're the only guys that have it in there naturally.
That's amazing. We're going to continue with your calls, criticalhealthnews.com. You are a nice guy. Here's another email in. This is an interesting one. Doc, do you know anything about breast implant illness, undiagnosed disease that women have who have implants suffer from? The implants are over the lungs and the heart, and the body heats up the silicone and gives off chemicals inside the body. That's a first for me, Doc. What about you?
Yes. No, I've heard of this, of course. What it causes is a change in the breast implant membranes, and the silicone leaks out. Just little microscopic molecules of the silicone leak out and cause a local and regional inflammation. And again, here's a case where you want connective tissue to form a cocoon, if you will, around these breast implants. And so here's a case again where they want to take the 90 essential nutrients per 100 pounds of body weight. They could take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, throw in the MSM, through those twice a day, one bottle a month. The Glucogel, they could take 15 a day per 100 pounds of body weight, 555. That's two large bottles a month. And I would go with the what we call the CM Plus soft gel capsules. They could take three of those twice a day. It's kind of like a natural relief of inflammation and pain, just like cortisone or prednisone, but you don't get all the negative side effects that you do with the prescription drug. It's called CM Plus soft gel capsules. Take three twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight, and that'll relieve the inflammation associated with this silicone leakage to these damaged membranes of the breast implants.
Back to the, well, no, almost out of time this app, but we're going to come back for more calls in a moment. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. How many years you been at this now, Doc?
45 years, George.
Gosh, seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
Well, it goes fast, of course. The beauty of it is, and this is why you enjoy doing what you do, because you communicate with people, you help people with information, and I try to do the same thing. And so we built an army of people, just like the people who are answering the phones here, okay, for Critical Health News. And basically, I don't take any money from the sale of the products. I don't take any money from giving information. And so I just do – I make my living from the sale of books. And so this is just my passion, and it's just a blessing, and I actually give the Lord all the credit.
Well, there's nothing like getting approached by someone who says, thank you, you saved my life, you helped me, you helped a family member. It's one of the most gratifying things you can ever get, and that's why we continue doing what we do, because it really, really is something wonderful. We're going to come back, Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, to take your final calls next. Doc Wallach with us, final segment from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for people who are there answering the phone off the hook, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Well, we're starting our luncheon series again, July 10th. That's Tuesday, July 10th, here in the Los Angeles area with our special guest, Sonia Grace, the Mystic Healer. I'll be there as well. Send an email to lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com to reserve your spot. That is July 10th in L.A., lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com. Coast Insiders, our chat tomorrow night, John Greenwald from the Black Vault will be with us talking about UFOs. I'll be there as well. And welcome back to Coast with Dr. Joel Wallach. Doc, a few more emails in, then we'll go back to the calls in our final segment. This is an interesting one. It says, I'm a retired physician assistant. I've been using Doc Wallach's protocols for about 5 years now with fabulous results. Doing much more for people than ever while practicing. Now I need some guidance to help my wife. She has had sleep studies about 30 years ago. Her results, classic insomnia, depression. She's been taking tricyclic anti-anxiety pills and meds for sleep for almost 30 years. Retiring later this year, she's willing to try to get off her meds. No other medical problems. We both take Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Beyond Osteo for about 3 to 4 years now. But what else can I do to help her? Thank you, Doc. So what can we do, Doc?
Well, oh, yes. Well, she needs the EFAs. I didn't hear them CFAs. I got two of the three products that would be in the Healthy Start Pack, the BTT 2.0 and the Healthy OsteoFX Plus. But she needs the EFAs. I'd go with the EFA Pluses. Good for the brain. Three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight.
That is like the fish oils and things, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Exactly right. Very good, sir. And then she also is going to need the de-stress capsules, capital D like David, dash stress, three of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. I would also have her throw in the Ultimate Niacin Plus, two of those twice a day. That'll be 2 bottles a month of the Ultimate Niacin Plus for the metabolism of the brain. And then I would throw in, again, the Synaptive, two or three of those tablets twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month so the brain cells can talk to each other. And then she needs I'd have her take three or four eggs twice a day, and they can be soft scrambling butter. They could be soft poached with soft yolks, soft boiled, soft yolks. Enormous amount of research shows people, the more eggs people eat, the better off their brain is when it comes to functioning and everything from depression, manic depression, suicidal behavior, those kinds of things. Now, for the sleep piece, I'd throw in one more thing. We call it sleep ease. It's a blend of herbs. The word sleep, dash, E-Z-E, sleep ease. I'd have her take two of those, say 30 minutes before she's going to go to bed, and it just quiets the brain, all the nerves down, and they just go to sleep. It's just great. They'll sleep the whole night.
Back to the phones. Walt in Pennsylvania is with us. Go ahead, Walter.
Hi, George. I hope I'm not getting to be a pest.
Nah, not at all. You're a favorite listener.
I told Donna last week that I'm getting to be as bad as Cornelius and Joe from the Bronx. Well, I'm honored to speak with you, Dr. Wallach.
Well, you're very kind. How can we help you?
I just want to relay a, you know, I'm a great fan of the late Julia Child, and she lived to be 92, and she lived a long and very vibrant life. And I once heard her talk about gluten, and she termed it, she called it this wonderful protein that we find in wheat that gives things like pasta and pizza and sticky buns that wonderful elasticity. So I was wondering what you thought of her statement. Doc, I think, you know, the very word gluten, it sounds bad. Obviously, nobody wants to eat glue, you know. Nobody wants to, you know, put Elmer's glue all in their diet. And I think you have to guard against making people paranoid about it. I think that you have to guard against people becoming, you know, having like a psychosomatic hypochondria about gluten.
Okay, here's the deal about gluten. Gluten, of course, is the protein from wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And when you eat gluten, like 99% of all vertebrates, including dogs and cats and human beings and elephants and giraffe and porpoises, pigs, it doesn't matter, all vertebrates, when you eat gluten, your intestines look like you've been eating poison ivy for salads. It causes the villi, the little finger-like projections, which increase your surface area in your intestines, to go away and leave scar tissue in their place. It significantly reduces your absorption. And it doesn't matter if you find it in bread. It's really good for how bread looks and the texture and everything. But when it comes to the person who's eating it, it's not good. Okay? It is a negative. And, of course, people say to me, well, wait a minute, Doc. The Bible says bread is the staff of life. That is true. But the days when that was written, wheat was not part of the human diet. Millet was the grain of the day. Millet. And millet does not have gluten in it. So no wheat, no barley, rye, no oats. Some places or certain health food stores that would say we have a gluten-free oatmeal. There is no such thing. Rose by any other name is still a rose. And the gluten in oats is called gliadin. And just because they call it a different name doesn't mean it's not the bad stuff. And so it's not a paranoid thing. It's an actual thing. And being a pathologist, I've done over 38,000 autopsies, 38,000, 20,000 of them are in one of my books that's in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. So I've looked at a lot of intestines, and gluten is your worst enemy. okay? It will reduce, you know, people have the false belief that you are what you eat. You are not what you eat. You are what you absorb. And the thing that blocks absorption is gluten. You may not have it. You're going to wind up getting Crohn's disease, diverticulitis, appendicitis. Let's see here. You get things like, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, colitis, ulcerative colitis, leaky gut syndrome. All those things are caused by gluten. The only difference is location, location, location. They give it a different name based on the location in the intestines. There's nothing good about gluten except the eye candy you get by looking at bread and donuts and things like that that's made with those hard grains and gluten. But eating it will, over a period of time, kill you.
Back to the calls we go. Let's go to Emily in Milwaukee, east of the Rockies. Hello, Emily.
Hello, George and Doc Wallach. Happy belated birthday wishes to you, George.
And to Doc.
Vote. You've got my vote for the Hall of Fame.
Thank you, dear.
Doc Wallach, God bless you and your family and longevity. I was recently diagnosed with 6.240. This is my number of hypothyroid. I want to feel better. Tell me how and what I should eat. I'll take it off the air. God bless you.
God bless you. Yeah, it's very common. When you have low thyroid, hypothyroidism, what you want to do, again, is give up all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens. But you also have to throw out another class of nutrients called cruciferous vegetables. This means no cabbage, no broccoli, no cauliflower, no Brussels sprouts, no kale. And, of course, if you have kale once a year, that's fine. If you have kale twice a week, that's fine, but not three times a day. But people with low thyroid cannot have cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, or kale. You just can't ever have it again. Then, in addition to one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight, I would throw in what we call Ocean's Gold. It's made from sea vegetables and sea cucumbers and things like that. Contains the stuff your thyroid gland really, really likes. And so I'd take three of those Ocean's Gold tablets twice a day. I do that just for prevention. I take three twice a day. And they come in bottles of 60, I believe. And so per 100 pounds of body weight, you're going to need two bottles a month. So you can take three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. And let's see here. Again, I would throw in the Immortellium to encourage the stem cells in the thyroid gland to wake up and go to work and maintain and repair itself. The thyroid gland does a beautiful job. It has the capacity to repair itself as long as it has the 90 essential nutrients. There's actually many, many thyroid diseases, some of which are caused by deficiencies of other nutrients, including Wilson's disease. You got plenty of iodine on a hair analysis. Well, why do you have goiter? Because you're deficient in selenium. And so remember, the thyroid gland requires all 90 essential nutrients. The reason why doctors are all fired up about iodine is because that's part of the structure of the hormone. But it's easily resolved.
All right, Doc, thank you for that. Let's do an email, then we'll take some final calls here as the clock now continues to tick, tick, tick. Please ask Doc Wallach about my dear friend who is suffering from feeling dizzy. He's a naturopathic doctor, and having been the dizziness has affected him for about a year now. He had two heart attacks, many strokes. His pH is good. He's in his 70s. Is that enough to go with, Doc?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The odds are, George, this is called Meniere's disease. I've changed the name to Wallach's vertigo. It's caused by osteoporosis of the skull. There's 12 pairs of cranial nerves that come on the right side of the brain. There's the other pair of 12 pairs of cranial nerves come off the left side of the brain. And when you have osteoporosis of the skull, the tunnels that these nerves go through get filled up with bone matrix. It's kind of like the rebar of the bone that call in minerals to rebuild the bone. And it squeezes the vestibular branch of the eighth cranial nerve as it's going through that tunnel and causes this dizziness. Oftentimes, they'll have tinnitus or ringing in the ears at the same time. And so you need to do a musculoskeletal thing here. One healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. The glucogel, 15 a day. MSM, 3 twice a day. Vitamin D3, 3 twice a day. And get some of the CM cream and take a Q-tip and take a half a teaspoon of the CM cream in the morning when you wake up in each ear with a Q-tip like you're trying to get wax out of your ear. And usually within 10-15 minutes that dizziness, Wallach's vertigo, Meniere's disease will go away, and it'll kind of creep back after 3 to 5 hours. But after a couple of months, as your skull repairs itself from the osteoporosis, that the tunnel opens up, takes the pressure off the vestibular branch of the atrial nerve, the dizziness goes away, that takes the pressure off of the audio branch of the auditory branch of the atrial nerve, and so the chirping or the tinnitus, the ringing in the ears goes away too.
All right. Patty in Georgia, first-time caller. Hi, Patty. Go ahead.
Yay. Thank you, George.
Sure
Love
thing.
You, but I got to talk to Dr. Wallach.
Go for it.
Okay. Doctor, I'm a 74-year-old woman diagnosed with breast cancer in 1997, and I'm still here. However, it's now stage 4 bone, breast to bone, and invasive ductal carcinoma. I loved the tangy tangerine, stayed on that until 7 weeks ago, and the oncologist put me on a new med called Verzenio. And they said you can't take that anymore because it's contraindicated with the turmeric that's in there and the grape seed. And needless to say, I'm devastated and hurting much more now in the joints than I ever have. And I'm 5'2", and I weigh 158, and I just wanted to know if you had something else I could take for that.
Yes. We actually have what we call the Ultimate Classic. It's a liquid. It's our original liquid multiple. You could take 2 ounces of that a day. It'd be 2 quarts a month of the Ultimate Classic. And, of course, I want you to take the Z radical, Z like zebra, dash radical. Take 1 ounce of that twice a day. It's going to give you the antioxidant points to support your immune system, which is your best friend when you have any type of these diseases, including cancer. And then I would also throw in, let's see here, we call the beta-glucan 500. It's a immune system support product we have. You could go ahead and take 2 full doses a day. It comes in a canister. And then there's another one, I-26. Which is an egg yolk thing that supports the immune system. You could take 2 doses of that a day, I-26 and beta-glucan 500, the Z-radical. That's in addition to the 90, and you would get the main multiple as the ultimate classic. And so that'll get you in the right direction. And your immune system is your best friend when you have cancer. And they just did a big thing on breast cancer and chemotherapy.
And they said it's not as necessary as they used to say.
Well, not only that, but it says if you take chemotherapy, it's likely to kill you. And so people who take chemotherapy with breast cancer don't do well. And I've said that for years and years and years when people say, oh, so-and-so died of breast cancer. No, they died of the chemotherapy treatment. Chemotherapy will kill cancer cells, but it also kills normal cells. So it's not really a good choice of things to do. Support your immune system. Your immune system is your best friend when you have cancer.
And the website, again, is criticalhealthnews.com. Go to it tonight. Go to it tomorrow. Go to it the next day. Just keep it. Criticalhealthnews.com. And a toll-free number where you can call people who know what they're talking about, and they're there constantly. So keep this number, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We are wrapping things up with Doc Wallach. Any more trips coming up for you, Doc?
Yes, of course. I give 400 lectures a year now, and so...
And you post them on the Critical Health News website, right? If people want to see where you are, it's on criticalhealthnews.com, I think.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Where's your next trip? I mean, you don't stop.
I'm leaving Canada here in 2 days. I'm headed to Baltimore, Maryland. I'll be there for 4 or 5 days, and then I head out west to Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm there for a couple of days. And then I think I actually go to Mexico and down to Guadalajara. We have a big event down there.
Okay, my friend. Be well. We'll talk to you next month, Doc.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you for all the great things you do. You're an angel of God. Keep up the great work.
Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, our dear friend Timothy Green Beckley joins us as we talk about UFO hostilities and the evil alien agenda. Ooh, stand by for that.